A student reporter with a cell phone recorded scenes of police approaching one of the buildings on the campus of Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, where the shootings occurred. The events unfolded in the morning over 2 hours in two separate locations. University President Charles Steger says only one gunman seems to have been involved.
The shooter in Norris Hall is deceased. There are multiple fatalities. The number of fatalities has not been confirmed.
It was not immediately clear whether the gunman was shot by police or took his own life. His name was not released, and investigators offered no motive for the attack. Steger says Virginia Tech University was hit with a tragedy of monumental proportions.
The university is shocked and indeed horrified that this would befall us, and I want to extend my deepest and most sincere and profound sympathies to the families of these victims, which include our students.
White House spokeswoman Dana Perino says President Bush is horrified by the killings and that his thoughts and prayers are with the victims. Asked about gun control policy, Perino says Mr. Bush believes in the people's constitutional right to bear arms, but that all laws must be followed.
The university is shocked and indeed horrified that this would befall us, and I want to extend my deepest and most sincere and profound sympathies to the families of these victims, which include our students.
Perino says state and local authorities are leading the investigation, adding that federal law enforcement assets are available if Virginia should request them. America's first encounter with a campus massacre occurred in 1966, when a sniper at the University of Texas shot and killed 13 people. In 1998, 12 students and a teacher were killed by two boys at Columbine High School in the suburban town of Littleton, Colorado. In October 2006, an armed gunman killed 6 girls in a one-room Amish schoolhouse in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Virginia Tech President Charles Steger says the university will hold a convocation on Tuesday to commemorate victims of the tragedy in Blacksburg. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Washington.